This is
Beer
30
Sports
1 o'clock.
Yeah,
oh man, it has been a little while. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers. Right,
yeah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the moms, man.
Yeah,
wouldn't be here without y'all.
Truth, got a name from a woman, game from a woman.
Gang, gang.
Yeah. So, at any rate, today we are gonna try and hold it together and drink this pale ale and give you a review on it. I don't even know where to start with this shit.
Some of these goddamn pale ales, like...
Yeah, these pale ales. I don't know what the hell y'all been thinking about these pale ales. This shit tastes like weed, hops, and just garbage. And it's only 6.5%, which I guess is kind of strong for beer. I don't know, but it's really nasty. The beer we're drinking is Dale's Pale Ale. Great name, cool can, nasty as hell. Worse than the other thing we had the last time, the one that's brewed here in Texas.
Yeah,
it's definitely worse than that. It's the original craft beer in a can. Ugh. Mountain Pale Ale. I will never drink you again.
At all. Wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, not even a chance. Oh, it's made in Austin, Texas. Whoopsie.
We gotta do better.
Yeah, this is terrible. I was gonna pick up Dallas Blonde, but you know what I'm saying? It had a pink can, and I didn't feel like being pink today.
Say that for another day.
Exactly. So anyway, NBA playoffs, baby. Hey, it's been crazy.
The conference finals, man.
So I would like to leave the floor to the Cleveland Cavalier fan to try to persuade us as to why this isn't going seven, why Boston isn't putting that pop on them boys within the next few games. Go ahead.
Well, just the show finally last night, the thing that every Cleveland fan has been waiting for all year.
J.R. Smith?
Not even just
J.R. Smith. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because that nigga scored zero last game. Come on, man.
The defense finally showed up.
It
finally showed up.
Okay.
And that's what we've been waiting for all year, man. The defense is finally there. Hopefully they can keep it up, because they played a great defensive game, finally.
Do you think that it was more so of defensive, or do you think that Boston was just off?
Nah,
if Boston had a couple wide open shots, they just bricked. Brown and them still had 20-something points combined in the first half, just like JR and them had a 26 or something. So, I agree the defense might have shook them up, but I also think they had a bad night. They don't play good away from home.
They don't, but I just feel like... Just the way they were playing defense, you haven't seen, me personally, I haven't seen them, their activity like that really all year. So that's the only reason I say that. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, finally, the backcourt finally shows up. I mean, George Hill came out really aggressive.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Jesus.
And he needs 11? He needs to stay like that.
First half or some shit?
JR finally, I guess he got back on the Henny, Henny guy,
Oh my God, this motherfucker finally showed up for a game.
But even, like I said, they just came out aggressive, all of them did, because even the bench played pretty good, too. I mean, like I said, with Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they going to get theirs, man, because, I mean, they're really good.
A stat that I kind of like, that's just overbearing, is that the starting five for Boston, three out of the five had double figures in points. All five in Cleveland had double figures in points. Like, George Hill had 13, not 11, excuse me. J.R. Smith had 11.
Mm-hmm.
Thompson had 10. Love had 13. And LeBron only had 27, surprisingly.
Off of 12 shots.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
the distribution was all around, because that's the thing with Bron, man. Bron doesn't want to have to score like he scores.
Yeah.
He feeds off of getting everybody else involved. That's just how he is. But I mean we've seen it though. If he gets in that bag,
boy Korver had 14 too. So I mean everybody showed up. Like I said, everybody showed up. There was only one person with zero, which was Calderon, which he didn't really play but 5 minutes.
Garbage minutes.
He didn't really do nothing. But Boston, surprisingly, honestly, just didn't really show up. Like, looking at the Rozier, who who usually does really good. He, you know what I'm saying, was 1-for-4 from the 3-point line.
It's just a thing. With Rozier, don't get me wrong, Rozier's a really good player, but he's really, really streaky.
I don't think it's just necessarily that. It's just that Hill came out the gate. Like, Rozier is a second half type player. He had to come out the gate really scoring, and that's not really
his game
off the rip. He'll only take over like the last game. He took over in the third quarter. The game before that, he took over in the second half. Like, he's just a second half kind of player, at least in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I see him, he ain't really the type of dude that'll just take over the first half. Now, I think in Philly he had one game where he took over the first half. So he's really a second half guy, at least in my eyes. Like I said, in my eyes.
And then another thing about the game yesterday, and it's just been the woes that's been with Cleveland all year. It's always been defense, and it's always been the third quarter.
Yep.
They played good third quarter. They kept their intensity up, which, like I said, for them to win the series, which, I mean, we all know they are, they got to keep it together. They got to keep, like I said, keep playing defense because they show that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, keep that together. Keep the third quarter walls away, and they'll be fine. Like, that's been their Achilles heel all year. Like, it's always been like that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I still think it's going seven. I think that LeBron and them are not going to win in Boston, and Boston's not going to win in Cleveland. And then the very last game, Game 7, which I know is in Boston. I know y'all are like, well, the Game 7's in Boston. Well, I know that. But LeBron's going to take Game 7 over. And Kevin Love is going to have a 15-20-point night. And all the role players are going to play their position, play their role, and they're going to win in 7. And they're going to win in Game 7.
And that's the only reason why I feel like, he said 7, but I feel like he's going to go 6. Because I even feel like with Game 2, they played good until the third quarter. So, if you can, keep third quarter walls away, play defense, you can get one in Boston. Like, you showed it for 2 quarters in Game 2.
Yeah.
So, I say you keep playing full game. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can still win in Boston and end it in 6. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the other series, Western Conference Finals. Shout out to them fucking Golden State boys. Jesus. This is going to be a blowout central type game tonight. I think Golden State is just toying around with Houston. They literally can play when they feel like it. And they really aren't feeling like it. Like, they really aren't feeling like it when they stole one in Houston. And I mean, the first game out the gate, they just blew them out by 20 points. Like, not 20 points. They blew them out by like 10 points, 13 points.
Yeah.
But like, still, you know what I'm saying? It was still really a 20-point game the whole time. So
I just, like, garbage time. So.
Right. So, I mean, in all honesty, I just don't see anybody really competing with Golden State. I don't give a fuck if it's LeBron and them or not. Because Golden State, when KD's on, can't nobody guard him. When Steph finally starts to play, ain't nobody going to be able to guard him. When Klay and Draymond just get together, they just probably the most unstoppable 5 or 4 you can see on the court. And Iggy been getting a lot of burn and playing really good defensive minutes. Like, he's really been on it. So I don't see nobody beating Golden State. I call that game in 5. Because they not winning the Oracle. Houston not winning the Oracle.
You don't think they still won?
Not a one.
Oh,
not a one. They're going to get blown out tonight, and it's going to be a competitive game on, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, they might have a competitive game and still lose by 5.
I don't know, man. It's just, like you said, Golden State, they play when they feel like it. And then the crazy thing is, you still haven't seen Steph play a great game.
Steph ain't even had like more than 20 points. Steph ain't even had more than 20 points.
I don't know. It's tough because I feel like Houston still had a chance in the series. I mean, because like I said, they've still been playing defense. I've been kind of not saying going at Steph on the defensive end, because I mean they have getting switched on James Harden.
Right.
It's gonna be tough. Let's just say it's gonna be tough. I feel like they're still in the series, and I feel like if they can steal a game in Oracle, they have a chance, bro.
Oracle is real hard to play in, bro. Especially when Golden State is rocking. Check this out. These are the points for the starting five for Houston and for Golden State. Starting five, we'll see. Here's the biggest thing: is Harden's going to get his buckets. It's kind of like what Boston did with Cleveland. Is let LeBron get his buckets, but force somebody else to beat me, right? CP got 23, West Ham got 12, and PJ Tucker weak ass got 1. By the way, PJ Tucker, you are not a stunt double for Tupac, and how do you want it? Sit your ass down with that Versace.
Hey, Versace, he was feeling it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn.
He came in icy, had a great game
He was icy, but that shirt gotta go, brother. And then you need to button it all the way up. That shirt gotta go. At any rate, PJ Tucker had 1 point, and then Ariza only had 8.
Yeah, that game won, though. I mean, if you can look at the game two stats.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Thompson, 28. Curry, 18. Now, mind you, Curry ain't really even just gone off yet. KD, 37. 11 for Iggy. 11 for Iggy. And 5 for Draymond, but he had like 9 rebounds and 9 assists. So, I mean, really.
Yeah, we're not worried about Draymond.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
He just does everything else.
Now, I know what y'all thinking. Oh, that was game one. It was a fluke. You know, it happens. Blase, blase, blah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the factor that y'all don't understand is that I think that Golden State really gets bored. Really, they do. I think they really just get kind of fucking bored. I mean, you know you're unbeatable. You know it. So, what, like, why even try? Like, why even try if you already stole one? You already stole one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In Houston, why try for the next one, right? So here's my point. Let me pull up the stats. Because everybody going to be like, you tripped. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind you, KD again went for 38 points.
Yeah, he's going to get his. We're not bad. Right.
Steph went for 16. And nobody else scored double digits. Klay had a rough night. 2-for-4, 3-pointers, 3-for-11 field goal. Everybody except for Capella went for double digits, damn near 20 points. Harden had 27, CP3 had 16, Tucker had 22, Ariza had 19. Shit, Gordon had 27.
Yeah, Gordon.
You know what I'm saying? Now, besides the two people I mentioned for Golden State, not a one had a double digit fucking score. Boredom. I think Steve Kerr pulled him out in like the third quarter. I mean, like my thing is, like I said, them boys really don't care. They did what they came to do. They stole one in Houston. They about to thrash an Oracle and close it out of Houston. Mark my words. Put me down for it. Game five.
Man, y'all heard
it's
man.
It's a wrap.
Y'all heard
Game
it.
Game five. It's a wrap.
Y'all heard it. He called it in five.
Five. Fever.
Like I said, I feel like Houston's gonna steal one in. The only thing I say about Houston, especially being when they won game two, don't expect PJ Tucker to have 22 again.
Right. Exactly my point. It's gonna come from the two people. It's gonna come from the two superstars, Harden, CP, we know that. Maybe Capella shows up, maybe Gordon shows up, or maybe Ariza shows up. But you need what it took for them to beat Golden State the way that Golden State beat them was for everybody to be on point. That shit ain't gonna happen. But maybe one more other time. And we talking, bro. Nobody else in Golden State had double digits except for Steph Curry and KD. And KD been on fire, bro.
But even looking at it, like, even how they play, because, I mean, like we said, if one has a bad game, another one usually normally takes up.
Right.
But I mean,
boredom, bro.
I don't want to call it boredom.
Kerbin saying it all season. That's why he let them play. That's why he let them coach the game.
Keep that shit in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but it's like when you realize that, like, oh, when it becomes just that easy in Houston, like, it was this easy? Okay, we're good then. We can just turn it on when we're ready to.
That shit don't always work.
I don't think it always works either, but you talking about three top ten out of the NBA on one team.
Yeah, put in the top 10, but...
Who not in the top 10? KD or Steph? Or are we talking Klay?
Different talking Klay. That's for another day.
All right, so top 12. What's that top 12? He is top 12. He is top 12. You got to give my man some respect, man. Put some respect on his name. At any rate, since we're talking top 12s and 10s and 3s, let's go ahead and talk the finalists. They were revealed... As of earlier this week, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man.
I like the MVP finalists. I can't lie.
Yeah, definitely.
If you don't know, the MVP finalists is Anthony Davis from New Orleans, James Harden, Houston Rockets, and LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, my vote already, as all of you should know, is Mr. Bag, Barbecue Chicken, Fear the Beard, James Harden, without question. Unequivocally. Like Steve A said. You know what I'm saying?
You got to throw big words out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's my pick. I think that James Harden should win it hands down this year. He's just had a phenomenal year. Now, LeBron James did make a strong-ass push at the end of the year. I'm not taking nothing away from that. But I just think that the voters are going to go for... Mr. MVP James Harden. I feel like they just feel like they gotta give it to him.
And the funny thing is, I seen Adidas drop an MVP shoe for
already. Woo! Yes, they did.
That shit'll be so funny if that man does not win MVP.
Oh, that would be sick.
Man. Because the crazy thing is, man, I know James Harden had a great year. All the blase, blase. But MVP is for the best player in the league.
I mean, but we talking generation. That's it,
bro.
LeBron is a generational player, bro.
It sounds good.
But here we go.
This man led. If we're comparing stats, you know, because I'm pretty sure. No, we can't. Because LeBron leads. If we're comparing both of them, LeBron leads in points, assists, rebounds, minutes, games played.
But that's because he has to.
And I've even say that when James Harden was, you know, hurt somehow this year, they still went positive. And anytime LeBron doesn't play a game for Cleveland.
I mean, but, okay, I give you that. Yeah, because Cleveland trash without LeBron. We all know that. Cleveland is a barely 500 team without LeBron.
And even to, if you want to even look at it, because, you know, people get, let's say they get bashed for having another star with them. I mean, James Harden added another piece with getting Chris Paul. And I mean, with LeBron, he lost a piece. Lost his the second best player on the team.
He still got love though, man.
Man, got it here.
He still got love though, bro.
Yeah, Love wasn't averaging 25 last year though. Like
Kyrie, we miss you, baby.
Yeah, I mean
that's what that was. That was Kyrie, we miss you, baby. That's what that was.
Hey, but I'm just saying. And then if you look at last year, even Russell went on his tear. You know what I'm saying? But not even to say they might have. Gave him the nod because of KD leaving.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say. That's the only reason I'm saying my vote would be with LeBron. Because even with losing your second best player on your team, you still, I think you were one win off from the same record you had last year.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not a lock. Let's get that for sure. James Harden is not a lock for MVP.
I mean, he's my lock. Okay.
He's not a lock. Normally they give it to the best player on the best team, blah, 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 so.
Yeah, I mean, he had the best record for the season, you know what I'm saying?
Just don't be shocked if LeBron doesn't win MVP. I'm just letting y'all know now.
I won't be shocked. I mean, I'm just saying that it deserves to go to Mr. Harden. It's just in my opinion.
MVP.
And so, while we're arguing, Rookie of the Year finalists.
I had this debate.
Yeah. Mr. Donovan Mitchell, Mr. Ben Simmons, and Mr. Jason Tatum.
They just had to throw another rookie in there.
Because you know what the funny thing of it is, though? I really honestly think Tatum is really a lot closer than people give him.
Now, yes. At that point in time, I don't think he was. I don't think he was.
He's not as close as Simmons and Mitchell all together.
Yeah. I mean, Jason Tatum, great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he just wasn't. No. Yeah. Jason Tatum is a hooper. He hoops. But yeah, he's just not at that level that Donovan Mitchell was. And the only reason you say that is because they were the best players on their team, give or take. Well, I mean, Ben with Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know about that.
They're there, though.
He was up there for sure.
And then with Tatum, I think with Tatum was like the number three option, number four option on this team. So I think that's the only reason why I say that.
I got you. I don't think he's gonna win it, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. My guy, you know, he had a good year too. You know what I'm saying? He just wasn't thrown in there as a complimentary thing. Y'all already know how I'm coming, how I'm rocking, who I'm going with. We going with Mr. Ben Simmons. Without question.
He's not a rookie, bro.
Without question. He's a rookie. It's not his fault. He followed the rules. Didn't do anything wrong. You can't penalize that man. He's in that category. He need to win. That man had like 12, 13 triple. Man, stop.
They gotta change that rule, man.
That's fine. And until they do, that man deserved the ring. I mean, he deserved the rookie of the year.
You already know how I'm going, man. The true rookie. And Mr. Donovan Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? The best player on his team. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, okay.
Hey, that's, you know how I'm rocking, man. So,
I mean, I understand. It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm listening to you on the MVP. I ain't listening to you on rookie.
All right.
I listen to you on the MVP, but I'm sorry. If Mitchell winning, or if they do that gay shit you talked about, co-rookie of the year shit. I'm writing a stern letter to NBA, and I'm cussing them out the whole way.
So it's gonna be really weird because it's the way their voting is now. Like they have to where you have to vote for first place, second place, third place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard for it to be a tie. But not to say that it can't happen, because it can.
Fuck that shit.
What's wrong with Donovan Mitchell, though? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's going to Mr. Simmons. So this is actually going to make I already tweeted about this earlier. This is actually going to make me mad talking about it. But we need to talk about Coach of the Year. NBA Coach of the Year finalist was Dwayne Casey. Rest in peace to that career, very quick. Quinn Snyder and Brad Stevens. Now, before I get into this, I just got to go on a quick little drunken rant.
What do you think?
How is it that his peers did not vote for him to be Coach of the Year? Not one peer voted for Brad Stevens for Coach of the Year. Not one fucking vote. That man lost damn near his whole team. Still had a better record than Cleveland, who's got the greatest player of all time on their team. You still had you still came through and mashed on Philly. You still came through and was dominant in the East when you had rookies and role players playing, and they didn't miss a beat. But you gave it to Dwayne Casey, which I respected because Toronto did have a great year. Toronto had a great year.
Yeah.
They exited the playoffs kind of swiftly, but but they had a great year. I understand giving Dwayne Casey Coach of the Year by your peers. That's very understandable for the year he had. But not to get one damn vote for Brad Stevens,
yeah.
Bro. Who did they ask, bro? They had to ask like the ball boys because there's no way that any coach in the NBA didn't say Brad Stevens is a great coach. There's no way.
Right.
And if you did. If you said, nah, I ain't vote for him, you're a fucking hater. Straight up. You're a fucking hater.
Yeah, shit crazy. Because they had all the coaches vote. I mean, let's not get it wrong that Dwayne Casey isn't a good coach.
Taking nothing away from Casey.
I mean, which he, like I said, at that point in time, he probably should have won it. The crazy thing that he didn't get not one vote.
Come on, man.
You had random ass coaches like, I mean, I think Doc Rivers still even got a vote in this shit. Like,
yeah, come on, fam. Really, like, Doc Rivers? Like, Van Gundy got a vote.
I mean, like,
Van Gundy got a vote.
And these are teams that are in the draft. These are teams that are in the lottery.
Right. Come on, fam. I don't understand. Like, and mind you, Boston, you know, they drafted good. They built their team very good. So Danny Ainge gets a lot of credit, you know what I'm saying, for what they did. But you can have all the greatest players in the world. Case in point, Toronto. Case in point, Philly. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you ain't got some type of coaching direction, your ass is gone.
Yeah.
Detroit, Milwaukee,
gone.
Minnesota.
Gone.
Come on, fam. Man. Like, the list can go on for, like, damn near 20 teams. And y'all ain't get that man one vote? All right, man. I'm done with my rant, bro. I'm done with my rant. But y'all already, all right. So, Coach of the Year to me, this is a tough one for me. But in all honesty, I really do think that I'm going to have to go with Snyder, because Snyder plays in a tough-ass division. Snyder had pretty much the same thing that Stevens had, rookies, and he had his best rookie at the time go down. And that's when Mitchell stepped up and, you know what I'm saying, they made a deep run in the playoffs. I won't say deep, but they made deeper than most people thought they were going to go. You know what I'm saying?
Because, to be honest, they weren't even supposed to make the playoffs.
They weren't supposed to make the playoffs, and they had a great year. I think he's a great coach. The way they handled the stuff with Houston in the playoffs, like, they're a very good team, and they're going to continue to be a very good team. I would give it to Stevens, because he deserves a nominee, especially. I'm glad he's in the top three finalists, but I think that the West is just that much harder of a conference. And to be that good in the West is really, really tough.
Yeah, Coach of the Year, it's a real debate this year. I mean, I'm not going to win Casey. I mean, you know, he got fired. I mean, you're probably not going to win it because, I mean, you
got. I don't think he's really worried about winning right now.
Yeah, I think he's looking for a job right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's really worried about winning right now.
But nah, yeah, the whole Quinn Snyder, it's out of Quinn. I would say it's definitely out of Quinn Snyder and Brad Stevens.
What are you picking?
I'm leaning Quinn Snyder too, only because they, like we said before, they weren't supposed to be in the mix at all. Because they're supposed to be rebuild, and so they weren't supposed to be that good. But like I said, that's a hell of a hit, a hell of a coach. I mean, you had Donovan Mitchell playing crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you lost, and you had Rudy Gobert out for half the season.
Yes.
And so,
yes,
that's my thing. So yeah, I would probably go Quinn Snyder too.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, Brad Stevens is a very, he could definitely for sure win it too, because of how he had Boston playing.
Oh yeah.
With them losing Kyrie. Then you lost Gordon Hayward at the first game of the season.
First game.
And you still had them playing as a team. Great. So
yeah, I like I said, I'm still like just like confused as hell.
Yeah.
As to what the hell happened with them. At any rate, not voting him in. Or not even giving him a vote.
Not a vote.
So moving on. I really, you know, we already kind of figured this. As far as defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, we're agreeing on that.
Right. Joel Embiid and then Anthony Davis, but I think it should go to Gobert. Like, Gobert just changes everything in the lane.
Man.
Embiid is up there, but, like, Gobert just changes things in the lane. Like, you cannot just drive in the lane and think you're just going to dunk on that man.
You know, he did get dunked on one time.
He did.
Year,
but he was caught slipping, but you have to be sure. If you have any doubt in your mind, Gobert will make sure he sends that bitch back home.
Yeah.
He sends that bitch back home. Quick, fast, and hurt. So I think it's going to go to Gobert.
Yeah.
Gobert is, you know what I'm saying, defensive player of the year in my mind. But Bro, hockey done got a couple more black people in it.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, we're watching the playoffs, the hot NHL finals, conference finals.
Yeah, conference finals.
Yeah. I didn't see like three black players on the ice.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked. I didn't know it was that many black players on one team. Or two teams. At any rate, so moving on to the Soul Snatchers of the Week. Number one There was a lot of grade school drops this week. I was really happy with that.
I wasn't.
Some of y'all know, some of y'all don't. I have very small feet. Wear a size 6, 6.5 to 7 in some small ass sneakers. Fuck you if you're laughing right now. but I love it. So first and foremost, we're going with the Nike Low Posit Ones, the Fuchsia Blast Fire. They're white foam posits with the gold and blue trim. I mean, they're god awful sexy. They are. They're god awful sexy. And they, I don't know. I haven't been a big foam posit fan. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was starting to get off the bandwagon, but these are kind of nasty for summertime. So I think I might jump back on the bandwagon and go ahead and cop those, because they're just fire. I mean, they're just fire. They are expensive, but they fire.
They're definitely expensive, especially for our little kids, feet-ass people.
Like, so. How are you gonna charge kids $200 for some sneakers?
I ain't gonna charge a grown man for $200 for sneakers.
But that's normal though.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's normal though. Like, we at least get a discount, like $140, $120.
Yeah, he's not discount with these.
Not with the phones.
Yeah, I'm putting a gang on that.
See, Jesus. And the next one's also a kid drop. Yay! The Nike Air More Uptempos, the Fuchsia Blast as well. Same design as the Low Posits. But they have the Air letters in gold, white, and the sneaker is pretty much white with like a blue bottom, and it's just fire. Those are fire. Those are a little less pricey, and I might get those as well.
Too bad, man.
Hey, I mean, listen, you know, got to shop for two. You got to get a deal somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then third is the Atmos and Nike Air 95s. We love Nikes.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a big fan of the Air Max 95s. Now, these weren't released in my size, unfortunately. but they make them small, so I might be able to cop some somewhere. At any rate, they're fire. They're like black, grayish, orange, with the Air all up and down, the Air Max all up and down the side, the Air Max letters all up and down the side of the sneakers. They're like black, gray, and orange. They're really dope. You should go check them out. And if you can find them, go get them. They just dropped this weekend, and they are.
So you had fun with that, trying to find them.
Yeah, good luck. But they're fire. I mean, it's worth a search. I'm sure eBay, somebody's cracking somebody head over. You know. also, the other Atmos and Nike Air Max combination, but these were the ones.
Yeah.
Now these are fire. There, we love Nikes as well. I'm not really a big, I mean, I'm cool with the ones. I like the ones.
Yeah,
the Air Max ones. You can't go wrong with the ones. Yeah. The classics. But they're like blue, white, and gray. Like, and the gray is like a checkered, grayish design on it. Ugh. Fuego. 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 Just, if I can find them, believe you me, I will be looking for them. Actually, they have a buy now. Click them now. Might just be trying to buy them on the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. Only size 8. All right. So, moving right along. The other Soul Snatchers of the Week. These actually came out a little earlier last week. They actually came out like Thursday instead of Friday. It's the Kyrie Black Tropicals. Only in kid size. Yeah.
Boom.
Way to go, Kyrie. Way to go, Kyrie. Way to get that bread on everybody. Way to get that bread for everybody. I like them. They're all black. They're like black with like a turquoise, blue, white, kind of like off. Man, it's just, they're fire. If you have kids and you didn't buy, haven't bought them any Kyries in a while, you might want to go look at these, because they're almost like a, they're like the Seattle Mariners type like design. Like, they're just that good. They're good, but just black. So I will be getting these. These are on the way very, very shortly. So, and they're cheap. So they're only like $100. So shout out to those. And last but not least, we have the Air More Money Court, but they're the purple joints. For some odd reason, Nike decided to release like four different purple sneakers. Because the 270s dropped, the 270 courts mm-hmm. dropped too. But the Air More Money Court purples dropped, and to me, they are like, they're so purple. They're so purple that I would have to, you couldn't wear any other purple with the outfit. Like, and if you did, you would just be in a Bama. So, people would be like, what? Why are you calling me conscious? At any rate, they're fire. Like, the soles of them got the black, purple, then light purple to the front. They're pretty dope. I ain't gonna lie. Let me go and look and see if I can buy these right quick. Nope. Only men's sizes and only 10 and a half. So, at any rate, moving right along. Those are the soul snatches for the week. Yeah. Be on the lookout for those MVP James Hardens. They will be out soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, be on the lookout for the throwaways for them, too.
That just means they're going to be cheaper, so definitely look out for them. Definitely look out for them. Yeah, so that's our time. And we appreciate y'all for rocking with us.
Love y'all, man.
Yeah, we gave y'all a little bit longer today.
I'm saying, hey.
Yeah.
Get the people what they want.
You can follow us at our beer. Ooh, Jesus. That Dale's Pale Ale. Beer 30O on Twitter. Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on IG. Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on Facebook. And you can hit us up if you don't want to do all that. You just want to be an email in person. You can Gmail us and tell us that I'm wrong or tell us that I'm right. Whatever the case may be. Or tell Cam he's right. You know.
Which I normally am.
I don't know about all that. Sports Beer 30. Sports O'Clock Beer 30 at gmail.com is the email address. So, ladies and gents, this is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
We out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.